cigarettes, have no drugs, and the strength to speak the obvious, obviously of one. I've got no hobbies, nothing is fun. Evolution is too slow to save my soul, now it's gone. I don't wanna sit and watch you die, cause it might take a little time. Shot after shot straight to your head, and your brain's already fried. And it's only Monday night. Right through me, scared the life right out of me. I'm still picking up the pieces. There's nothing left. Have no whiskey, have no dust, and the air in my utopia is poisoned with disgust. I'm not a scapegoat, I'm not a pill, and your fight against reality is firing at will. I don't want to sit and watch you die. Pay attention, cause you're running out of time. You never listen to what is said. Should have seen the warning signs. It's a lonely Monday night. Blankest eyes I ever seen. Cried through me, scared the life right out of me. I'm still picking up the pieces. Scared me half to death.
That's Winnemucca Brown, our guest this week on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past at the Dogwater Studios, Reno, Nevada. In a beautiful Greg Allen sky and pretty decent temperatures lately. It's the Worst Little Podcast. And I'm your host, Nick Ramirez. And joining me today is my good friend Chewbacca. He's back. Rick's in the backs. And we got fucking Jerry, wait, Winnemucca Brown.
The Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
And his wife Tessa is here as well.
Howdy.
Hi.
But see, it's funny because you go by Fred Fretless on Facebook. So like for years, I'm just, this is fucking Fred to me.
That's right.
And he's all, by the way, my name's Jerry, dude. And Rick's like, yeah, I talked to Jerry, and I'm all, well, fucking Fred's coming in.
I said Frank.
What the fuck happened to Fred?
I was like, who the fuck is Frank? And they're all, you mean Fred? I'm like, oh, Fred. I mean, Fred, that's still not your name.
Yeah. It's Jerry Leon.
And now I say Winnemucca Brown.
Yeah,
Winnemucca that Brown. I would have recognized. Curveball. Yeah, I know that.
My brain's all, wait, don't say that. It's Winnemucca Brown.
Thank you.
Which is always fun to say,
No, it's funny. At the beginning of my favorite Christmas song ever that you recorded that we played on the podcast every year since you recorded it, that at the beginning of it, that one guy
Don't tell me what to do, Jerry.
And that's so stuck in my head. The Pistoleros got, the Pistoleros' most recent drummer, his name is Jerry, and they've been over here recording, and it's so hard, and I totally got everybody saying it. So like during the session where Jerry will be like, can we do that one again? Don't tell me what to do, Jerry.
Well, you know, it'd be funny on Dogwater Records. There's Don't Tell Me What to Do, Jerry, on a bunch of different records.
You're more than welcome to use it.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's like the little secret.
But it's super inside because nobody's going to get that.
Right.
That it has, Jerry's that it's
the
related.
Super asshole that is.
It's your related. Boss, huh? Or that it's got a
someone's
got to tie in.
You're going to have to throw it in the liner notes.
Right. Just so you know. Yeah. Shout out.
Absolutely.
Props.
To Winnemucca Brown.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome, welcome. So we had a couple weeks off there. Last week's guest had to reschedule. Shit happens. We forgive you, but we'll book you a little later in the season.
I don't just forgive you. I had such a shitty day. I was really like, just please go outside and pull weeds? That's all I can handle right now.
It was hard to talk people into coming down. I wanted to bring some of the crew and, you know, make it a party, but
yeah.
Would have been great.
You know, damn worker bees and.
Yeah, it's a long way from Winnemucca, eh?
Two and a half hours, yeah.
There and back, that's a big day.
On
that's
the
like
train.
We're going to go do something in Sacramento or something. It's like, oh, I need the day off, boss, for that, you know? Yeah,
I took the day, but I got to work tomorrow.
10-4.
Yeah, so you got to get back to Winnemucca tonight?
We do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, as soon as they're leaving, they're just across the desert like nomads.
It's true. Cool.
It's a pretty easy drive, I-80, especially on a clear day.
Well, we actually, last time we drove it at night, hit an owl.
Oh, damn.
Holy
shit. Broke
our
bumper. Yeah. I was like almost asleep. And then it was like, bam. And I was like, what the heck was that? And then Tess was like, what was it? She's seen it like coming, but she couldn't tell what it was, you know?
It just kept getting closer and closer. And it was this big white thing. Yeah. I was like, it had to be.
I've been in a car that hit an owl before, too. It left like a big old owl imprint right on the windshield.
Right?
Yeah. And the wings were like as wide as the windshield.
Yeah.
It could have been you guys.
See where his eyeballs were.
Could have been Mothman Jr. I'm just saying.
Well,
Mothman Jr.
Moth baby.
Moth baby. Moth child.
Moth child. That's there's your band name.
Also, what it's just like we had the 420. We had the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market the night before me. I played with Eddie and Chris Chamberlain and Spencer, and we had a fantastic show. Doing the acoustic one-man show like we got with Jerry today. Rick, we need a report since Cadillac Kim's not here. How was the punk rock flea market?
And keep in mind, we're going to have an amazing recap when Kim is back, so where we can hear all the behind-the-scenes stuff. She'll tell us like how many people were like brutally murdered or like horribly arrested or like anything that went – or like all the vomiting that happened or who knows.
Yeah.
The behind-the-scenes
vomit report.
Stuff.
I look forward to that.
The dwarves were fucking amazing.
You went both nights, huh?
I went both days. I didn't stay the whole time both days. My mom and sister loved it. They wanted to go. It just so happens my sister 2 weeks before was like, remember that thing we went to years ago? There was like a craft show, but it was way cooler and like and the bands. And I was all, she's all, are they ever going to do that again? I'm like, they're doing it like next
matter
week.
Matter of fact.
Like you just called me at the exact perfect time. She's all, me and mom want to go. And so like we all... I showed up and met them there. My mom loves like I remember when I was a freak kid, my mom wasn't so into it. But now that it's other people's kids, she thinks it's the greatest thing ever. Mm. So she just loves fucking every. She just wants to talk to everybody, and she's so cool. And my sister, and she loves embarrassing
my
sister.
She sounds like my mom.
Oh, but so we looked at all the fucking. I bought little stuff. I got a tiny little itty bitty blown glass vase with tiny little itty bitty blown glass flowers that go inside of it separately. Like you got to pick out your little bouquet of flowers to put in your little tiny vase.
Oh,
it is the coolest thing ever. And so that was my like super rad stuff.
Badass.
And my friend was selling books, and I got one of those, and I got one of Lee's posters, and it's right behind Winnemucca Brown right now.
It says Fuck the World.
Yeah, and it's Jesus on the cross.
Oh, yeah.
I'm super into any crucified image is like cool. Yeah. So I didn't know that Lee had drawn one of those. So
it's pretty gruesome.
Oh, I love that.
It looks like he hasn't been eating too good.
You know, and anything that captures like the moment it means a lot to me. So
absolutely.
So fuck. Oh, so that was the, so thanks, all the crafty dude. Stuff I was take my hat amazing.
Off, but I got my cans on. So
that's a dogma hat,
dude.
Yeah, the irony. Ah. Yes.
And there's a lot of hot dudes and fuck, and then the shows were amazing. The bands were just fucking incredible, and Raj killed it with the sound.
You saw the Dwarves?
Yes. So the first night, I really wanted to see the Dwarves. The first time I saw the Dwarves was at Mosswood, and at the Mosswood show, the bass player of the Dwarves came out in a leather jock strap and a gimp mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he had shoes on. Is that like a normal thing? Did he do that a lot?
Yeah, they wore masks a lot.
But he, well, I mean, the whole completely naked thing.
Yeah, no clothes.
Okay.
Yeah they're fucking.
So I thought it felt like this must be what they always do. So then I show, but when I saw him at that show, I was down front. I just happened to be on the side of the stage that the bass player was on, and I looked up and I was looking at the side of his scrot. I just couldn't help it. I was just like, what's going on there?
Did you enjoy that?
Well, it was okay. You're like a scrot aficionado. I'm not saying it was, you know, one way, but he caught me staring at a scrot and he spit on me.
That's what you get for staring. So,
you should have. Yeah, you should be nicer with. Yeah, no, really. Really.
Don't be creepy about it.
Yeah. No, and perhaps it came off that way. World, I didn't mean for it to come off that way, but
well, you know, you just get caught at the wrong moment. It could look like you just been looking at it like that the whole time. Yeah. Whoa.
So I moved more to center stage. Yeah. Anyway, so I was excited to see, like, I was thinking, like, is that gonna happen here?
Like, I'm gonna get to the stage.
Is that gonna
get up close so I can get another peek.
But they did not. They did not. He was completely. They were all clothed except for the super hot tattooed drummer who went shirtless, and they played a killer show. And there was like kind of as much of a mosh pit as I think I've ever seen at any punk rock flea market. You know, it wasn't like the tight rad one, but it was a decent amount of people running in circles, and that was hella fun to watch.
And a badass band like that.
Oh, God.
Was awesome. It original lineup of the Dwarves? Really? Like,
there's no way that young hot dude was in the original band.
Right, right.
But the older front.
Everybody else looked old enough to be original members. So,
Blag.
But they really
not be named.
Still fast and awesome, though.
They fucking killed it, and they do this thing where, like, they do song, tap, 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 song, tap, 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 song. Yeah. They don't fucking let up for a second. And so it goes. And then
that's like seeing the Ramones when they were around. I was blown away by that.
I love doing that too.
Yeah, they try to pack as
at
many
least
songs.
Like
if we
three songs
don't talk in between,
stopping,
we can squeeze another 2 minute song in. That will play so fast it'll actually be a minute and 15 seconds.
Yeah. Dude, and Raj's sound was so fucking great that everywhere you stood in the entire building, the band sounded good.
Yeah, man, like, he's getting good at it.
It was so nice to be like, if you didn't feel like being down front, it was just like, it sounded great wherever you were. And you could hear all the parts. It was fucking amazing. And then the next day I went back and saw it mainly to see Heterophobia, because I love those guys so much.
Mm-hmm.
And they killed it like they always do. And it was really
did you
hella fun.
Happen to see Zoinks or the
no,
copyrights?
No, I was there the whole first day. And then the second day I just crapped out. I was like, I need to go to a coffee shop and read a book. And I was like sunburned because
people-y
Zoinks too.
For
what
too
a lineup.
Long.
That's awesome.
Yes, I did miss Zoinks like a piece of shit. But I saw Boss's Daughter.
Oh,
And I got the two Reno bands that I cared about that day.
Nice.
And then, not that Zoinks isn't a Reno band. I mean, just like of current bands, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sounds like Zoinks may be doing some other stuff. It's good. You know, a few shows here and there.
Yeah, they've been busy.
Yeah, you catch them
again. Nice to have them back.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Props. Well, back in the day, there was so many fun shows all the time, you know. And
yeah.
It's been a while, so it's good.
Yeah, this town, like this weekend, was fucking crazy how much all this different stuff. Last weekend, too, just overlapping events, your friends. And I have a baby, so I ain't going to shit except for what I'm in. That's it.
Well, I've been playing every weekend, too, just to make some money because I have Kepi Ghoulie and the Groovy Ghoulies coming to Winnemucca to the skate park.
Oh, fuck
That's awesome.
Yeah. For the second year. Well, Kepi has been coming through Winnemucca for the past 5 years, I think. 5 years.
And oh, no way.
So he brought Vic from the Slackers and his wife. So we played all together there. And then last year, B-Face and Kepi came and played the skate park. So we're going to do that again.
Right. When's that happening?
August 17th.
Cool.
Yeah, I think he'll be here the day before and then hopefully drag some of you guys down to Winnemucca too.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure where they're playing here, but same guys, Trash Panda, I think, will be hooking him up with the gig. So
nice. Mm.
How close is Winnemucca to Fallon?
An hour and 40 minutes, something like that.
Yeah, head up to the 95 alternate to Trinity and head over. Yep.
So depending on if there's a truck in front of you.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
If you drive aggressively. Lane. Yeah.
Yep. You hit a train.
The loneliest road. Yeah.
I'm only thinking that because we wanted to show Nowhere Nevada on August 17th because that's the day we got this award. But so it was around there. But now I might not do – I might do it like the week before or the week after or something so we'd avoid, you know,
thank you.
The Kepi Ghouli show in Winnemucca because we were going to do it maybe at the Fallon Theater. And I mean, it'd be cool to go see Kepi Ghouli. Because they're doing it in the day or at the skate park, right?
Yeah, right, right.
So you could do that in the day and then drive over to
The skate park's over there by the hospital, by the golf course and
correct,
everything, right?
Yep,
yeah, okay,
yep.
Gotcha.
Appropriately placed.
Yep.
We've only had to push one friend over there on his skateboard with the concussion.
Hospital? Oh, yeah. That is really a good location.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to walk there one time with a big scar on my face. Like, shot myself in the face on accident.
What?
Well, I didn't shoot myself, but I shot a rifle with a scope that hit me in the face and put a big gash in my face. And then still kept drinking and partying and shooting guns the rest of the day. And then when I got back to my hotel room, I was like, well, fuck, it's pretty bad. I should probably go get stitches. So I walked to the hospital.
Yeah.
And by the time I got there, I talked myself out of it. Then I got a cab back to my motel and just passed out. And I've still got the scar.
Oh, so, chewy.
Yep. It was one of the funnest days.
Yeah, we helped. When I was in high school, we started designs for that skate park, and the city kept saying, no. Mm. And then one of the guys finally built it to scale as they would like it. So everything is basically a foot high.
Okay.
Except for the bowls. The bowl, I think, is a 3-footer and then a 6-footer or something like that. But there's really not a lot of flow. You go one way, and then you got to skate back around to go one way again, unless you're, like, busting out.
There would be time for a redesign.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
Do you get any skaters, like, pro skaters dropping into your town just to, like, skate that park?
I haven't seen as an adult, but when I was a kid, a couple of them did pass through. I don't remember any, like, names per se.
Take a shit at Winners and then go over and skate for
a minute. Remember seeing one guy pop out of the big bowl, and he was stalling on the fence behind it, and he was obviously a pro from somewhere. Yeah, no, wow. None of us were doing that.
Holy
it's
shit.
It's a pretty big pop, yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
It's
do 420 it's been it good. Up?
I 420. I don't partake anymore, but I played for the dispensary in Winnemucca all day long. Yeah, so that was fun. And I did get some edibles there. They're a great little place, the Gold Leaf.
Yeah.
Three dispensaries in Winnemucca now, like 8,000 people in 3 dispensaries.
How many 7-Elevens?
Yeah.
We don't have any 7-Elevens.
It's all Mavericks.
All Mavericks, yeah.
How many coffee shops?
Oh.
A couple.
At least 5.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Good
ones. I'm glad, dude. It sounds like your weed store to coffee shop ratio is about right. So
Yeah. Winnemucca is really a gem as far as small Nevada towns go.
It is.
Winnemucca
really
has a lot going on.
Like, and if you're bored, just make something happen. Just do it.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's going to say, don't do that. So.
Yep.
How nice.
It's pretty wide open.
That's good freedom. I also feel like in Nevada, a lot of the best punk groups and stuff come from the East because they need it more, you know?
Yeah.
They're out there entertaining themselves because, you know,
it's really amazing.
It gets
dull. A lot of pent up aggression there.
Yeah.
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 Stuff to actually write about.
And a lot of alcoholism.
True.
There you go again. Yeah. Great songs come from that.
Yeah.
It was funny, that show I played this weekend, we all had songs about alcoholism, and we all had songs about Reno.
There you go. Nevada
That's
music.
What united us, yeah.
Yeah. And so the next album that I'll be making, the folk album, is going to be a folk album. I do the punk and the folk, but this one will be a folk album, and it's really about that quitting the alcohol. So a lot of them are those transition of my brain to, you know, fixing my brain.
Very cool.
If you sing about alcohol long enough, you have to start writing about quitting alcohol or you die.
Or you die.
Right, so one way or the other.
I remember the Liver Scars had one done about our friend, and it was all about recovery and you know. But we also had all these songs about, like, five more shots, and I don't have to think of you anymore.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. That's kind of more how they are.
Yeah, getting drunk and fucking yourself up real bad.
Yeah.
Some of that, too. Yeah, one of my friends said, you don't always have to sing negative songs. And I'm like, well, you do know who I am, right?
Remember when one of the times you were on the show, I was like, should we be worried about you?
Yeah, the last
time. How many
album,
songs
yeah.
do you have about suicide?
Right. Yeah. Whether it's slow and gruesome or just a quick
or super happy and funny.
Right.
I mean,
or Christmas.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
That's happy.
That's statistical, yeah. Right? That song isn't about suicide. It's really about commercialism. Yeah. I was thinking of Linus the whole time, you know, from Charlie Brown, the commercialism and the presence. And we made the video of that song also, and everybody had the Christmas packages on their head. You know, there was no faces, just a bunch of Christmas packages walking around.
Oh, we got to watch that video.
Is that like on YouTube, just hanging out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
LNOY, everybody. And what does that stand for again?
Listless Numbers of Youth.
Listless Numbers of Youth. Yeah. Such a rad.
Google list.
Should we play one of your songs? I mean,
that'd be great.
Yeah.
Oh, we so got people some recordings can hear today.
Well, yeah, we thought we'd play that. Like, we thought we'd throw in one LNOY song, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, so last year, we put together our first actual record. So we've always made, you know, CDs, or we haven't got to the downloads really. So CDs, cassettes. And last year, my friend was like, we're doing a record. So we sprung up and put the money together for a record. So we did a 7-inch 33. So it has 8 songs on each side.
Oh, wow.
Punk rock style, yeah.
It's fucking very rad.
Cool. Yeah.
Two-sided, that's good.
Two-sided, yeah. So it worked out good. That is the worst quality you're going to get is 33 on it with 8 songs. So we're like, we're going to do it anyway. It's all right. It's punk rock.
Right.
Yeah. No, can you pick that up over at Recycle Records or anything?
I haven't taken any over there. It's pretty much just through me. Anybody could reach out to me. And
yeah, that's true. We're all connected on the internet now.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, play us another song, man. What you got, Jerry?
Well, this one we're playing for.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. That's now we're going to hear one of these tracks.
Play that song, Rick.
Fuck yeah. Here it is, you guys.
Skinny loves them fat. Pinch your ass and slam a pap. Boyfriend screams and we just laugh. Makes you think. You're whispering when you're actually young.
I don't understand a fucking word of Paul Slurin.
Will he take another swill? Yeah. Happy drunk, he's out of luck. He's out of control. Happy drunk, he don't give a fuck if someone wants to rock and roll like me. We'll be right back.
There we go.
Songs about alcohol, songs about.
Very happy.
Happy song.
Happiness.
Kick ass, dude.
That one was very inspired in Reno, actually. The Big Fat Diplomat. Have you seen the car, the Diplomat? It's a big fat, like, LTD.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my buddy had one of those. So that was the Big Fat Diplomat. Never what he was thinking, like, diplomatic, but it was that fat car.
Yeah, it's a car.
Yeah. We lived over here on Hillside, and it was just a bunch of
that thing
idiots.
Fit on Hillside? That's a tiny-ass road. Yeah, you can barely fit a small car down that road.
Yep, downhill, straight downhill.
Yeah.
Good times.
Bomb it, man.
Yeah.
So are
that was a great song.
Yeah, are you guys going to be playing live?
Live is hard, but we're always recording. You know, I have lots of punk rock songs still recording and then the folk songs as well.
Do you got a place where we can find all that music, like online? You guys have like an online
I've got,
presence?
What I do have loaded up is on all the streaming platforms, as far as I know, like the iTunes and the Spotify's.
What would we look for to get that? Do you got like a...
LNOY.
LNOY, okay.
Yeah, everything's cool. Under LNOY. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. That should be easy to find.
Yeah. Check it out.
Tessa.
Yes.
What's it like living with a rocker? Do you play music yourself? Or?
No.
The weekend rocker.
No. I came in.
She does. You know. She sings.
Yeah, no.
She's on the Christmas Wish song if you separate. We did a just audio track. Do you remember the hidden?
Do I remember? I played that for the Pistoleros. I'm like, this is what I'm talking about, you guys.
The a cappella version of the Christmas Wish.
It's magic.
Song, isn't it?
It's so fucking rad.
That was fun recording, too. There's just so many vocal layers. And
we got to play that this year.
Yeah,
we do. We do every year.
The only thing
that's
missing is the sleigh bells. We didn't have any sleigh bells, but it really needs it.
That would have taken
we'll do a
it
remix.
Up, that final the Christmas notch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we did a reissue of the first folk album, so that was cool. We ran out, so that's nice, you know, when you run out of an album.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Usually it's just in a box in your garage till the day you die.
Right?
So I was looking for records because I played on Friday, and I was like, I'm going to bring records to sell. Yeah, right. But I looked all over my fucking house, and I'm like, I guess he sold them.
Everybody snatched them up, Nick.
Yeah, I guess they've been gone for a little while.
Somebody accidentally threw them all away when you weren't looking.
We went to the one flea market, punk rock flea market, the last, it was like 110 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the one at the brewery.
The brewery, yeah. It was so, I wanted to look around more, but we were just dying.
Mm-hmm.
This is at a new place where it's a children's indoor soccer field. I don't know if it's all children's. It looks like it's a kid's place.
But it wasn't hot or?
It wasn't air conditioned, but it wasn't awful. And it was only 80 degrees outside. It wasn't in the blazing summer.
Right,
so
right.
I don't know if in the blazing summer it might be terrible.
And that one on the blacktop, we were just like, oh man, there's so much cool stuff, but I'm going inside.
There you go.
And then
all
it was like, I'm sweating.
Yeah,
all
that was a Survivor situation. I remember that because Mikey played that one. And she's like, it was fucking sucked, dude. I got there. I went in. Like, she was just like, it just fucking sucked. There was just people fucking everywhere, and it's hot as fuck, and nobody was, you know.
Yeah.
And I played the set, and I got the fuck out of
there.
Feel
the misery.
Got back in
that.
The car and got home.
And you know, if you're gonna be in a place that's really hot with a bunch of people, sometimes you don't want to be.
Well, a punk rock
people.
Show is a good place for that, but but like trying to concentrate on shopping, no.
Yeah, I bet selling too. You're just
right, selling.
You know,
yeah.
Oh, if you had to be there,
if you were selling records, for instance, and they melted,
and they all melted.
That'd be a bitch. Yeah.
Oh fuck! Yeah, no shit. What about that?
Yeah.
Good lord. I don't know if they're going to do it again. We'll have to ask Kim. Yeah. You have everything.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it in July? Because that doesn't seem like a good idea.
Well, I want to know if that place is air conditioned.
Mm. Because
like maybe that place is air conditioned, they just didn't turn it on because it wasn't that hot the weekend before.
Yeah,
it was our first 80 degree day.
Where was it at?
That's true.
Oh, it's on Hymer, so it's right. It's just down from.
Oh, okay.
It's so by like rocking. Yeah, exactly. So there's the brewery, a different brewery, not the one that it was at.
Yeah, the Revision Brewery.
And then three doors down is this massive indoor place that they play soccer.
Oh, cool.
And they had like a balcony area. Those should be VIP tickets. I would pay VIP prices to go up in that balcony area. They had it as like green room staff only this time. But it was badass. I would have loved to go up there.
Yeah.
Well, just wear a security shirt.
Be like a permanent part of the Reno scene and calendar. So we'll see what happens next year.
Yeah. Yes.
Word them up. Rick, since Tessa's never been on the show before, and Winnemucca Brown really hasn't been on the show, he's with his band, LNOY. That's a different situation. I believe we have a couple of virgins on the show, so if you could give me that music, I would really appreciate it.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Well, thank you, fam. It's the Worst Little Podcast, Worst Little Quiz, and I'm the worst little host in the world. We're going to ask you guys some questions. We're going to play head-to-head, see who can get the most points from the computer, the worst little computer in the back here. We'll ask some long form. I don't know if you guys have ever listened to this show, but we're going to ask some long form, and then we'll ask some this and that. So we call them rapid fires. Here we go.
Yeah.
First question out for me, I'm going to do one of my original questions, which was
just first off, it's not already fair because she's more creative than I am.
No. But you know more than I do about music.
We'll be the
and
judge of that.
Yeah.
We're not going to ask you no questions about that shit.
Damn it.
Okay. Then I do have an event.
All right, you're going down.
All right, it's a celebrity road trip. You're going across the country with a celebrity, famous, living or dead. And what car are you doing this in?
Oh. Who's the celebrity? And who's the celebrity?
I'm not really into cars. I don't even know what car I would go in. Something convertible, I guess.
Convertible, that's good.
Then I don't have to listen to them all the time. I can just be like, what? No. Yeah. But probably, I know this is not going to be a popular choice, but Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
I love Michael Jackson.
Interesting.
I mean, I'd love to hear his stories.
I mean, that would be...
be interesting.
Interesting, for sure.
I believe that's the first time Michael Jackson's ever been said. So you get...
huge points for being a first-timer.
Yeah, Michael Jackson cherry-busting points.
Dang. Amen.
And all that gave me time to think about it. I was too busy listening.
Fred Fretless, Jerry Leon, Winnemucca Brown, what's your answer?
Oh, who would I cruise with?
And what car?
Mm-hmm.
Vehicle.
What is this, a celebrity you said?
Yeah, living or dead.
Living or dead. Well... probably someone like, Woody Harrelson.
Oh, nice.
That has like that good blend of funny and crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
and doesn't take any shit as well.
Right.
Seems like.
Like we'd be on a, you know, a quest for Twinkies or something. Yep.
Yeah.
Because maybe we were stoned. I don't know.
Nice.
And.
What car?
My mom's old Mustang.
Nice.
We'd have to borrow mom's car.
Yeah. Was it 60? 70.
70 Mach 1, yeah.
Nice.
And it was grass green.
You have something to talk about, too, because he'd be like, I love your car.
All stock 302, man.
Tessa,
we're talking muscle.
Tessa, just so you know, the best answer I ever heard on that question was Gigi Allen Mystery Machine.
Oh.
That's like how. That's like where that question could go.
That was that's the this.
I would never
Mystery write Machine that passed through my head, and then I was thinking like Jetsons Mobile.
Yeah. Oh yes,
hovercraft.
Yeah. Oh, see there you go,
Mark Hamill in a hovercraft.
Now it's a party. Fuck. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Tessa, what's the first album you ever bought for yourself?
Oh my gosh.
Don't lie.
No, so the bad answers usually get better points on this.
Oh my
Everybody
gosh.
Did it.
Well, I was really an En Vogue fan, and by time I bought my first album was when I was in middle school, and it was EV3, when it was just the three of them.
What's the?
It was their third album too.
What were the three?
What were their hits?
Gone, but what were the other ones?
I don't remember.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't even remember.
Free Your Mind and What a Man. What
nice.
A Man. With Salt
and Pepper. Dude, they were rad.
Yeah.
Shit. Nice.
Good answer.
Okay.
Very
nice.
Good.
You know what? That brings me back to Reno. The first albums I bought was at the. Not the punk rock flea market, but the shitty flea market at
El
the
Rancho
drive-in.
Flea market?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
El Rancho flea market.
Yeah. And it was, I bought three cassettes. Run DMC, Raisin' Hell.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Poison, Look What the Cat Dragged In. And,
Chewy.
You listen to it. Don't mess around. What was the other one? I don't know.
Were you there?
No. I was not there, but I probably told her
before.
Like a million times.
Side one was side two, and side two was side one on both of them.
Oh, it was one of those
bootlegs. They were like bootlegged, and they were flipped.
Yeah.
Oh, flea market. Flea market could take. Yeah. And like, yeah, and they like printed with a printer the fucking the cover.
Yeah. That was it.
Nice.
Back to Reno, yeah.
Very good. Rick?
Oh,
but I stole more cassettes when I was a kid.
Well, if you count Columbia House, me too.
They used to just be right there in Raleigh, so you could snag them and stick them in your town.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You know. They use your Bic to get that plastic off of them.
So you would.
Oh, yeah, well, keeping with that, what is the dumbest thing you ever stole? Tessa?
Probably a candy bar.
What candy bar was it?
It was probably a Hershey bar, and I would wear a coat when I would go shopping with my mom, and I'd slip it into the sleeve.
And are we talking with almonds or just plain?
I was probably just plain.
Okay.
What if I could get my hands on?
Okay.
She's not a thief.
I'm not.
She don't steal. But me, by the way.
Yeah?
This is probably yours. Here, you can have this back.
No. Oh, hey, put that down. Rick.
Never mind. I didn't take anything. No. I liked to steal when I was young. it was kind of fun. But
what was the dumbest thing you ever stole?
I stole like wrestling buddies.
Oh, toys?
Not the stuffed ones, like those hard rubber ones from the dime store.
Yeah.
I like that answer.
My mom didn't even make me take them back. I busted them out when we got
those
home. She's like,
heavy,
where
dude.
Did you get these? She's just like, you're dumb. That was always her.
Your punishment is keeping these dumb toys.
You could really wing those across the room, too.
Yeah, you could hit your sister in the head with them and make her cry. Pretty bad.
Those are tough ones.
Did you ever get caught?
No, I never got caught stealing, actually. No.
Oh, okay.
Perry Farrell did once when he was five.
When he was five.
That's what I heard. I think it was a turkey. According to the video.
That documentary about Perry Farrell, I remember.
Yep. All right. Well, another long form. Since Cadillac Kim's not here. All right. We're splicing two animals together. What is the animal? What are the two animals? And how do they fit together? Where's the head? What size are they? It will start with Jerry.
I don't like animals.
What?
Except for this dog that's laying next to me.
Yeah.
No, but this is your chance
to make an abomination.
Yeah, an abomination.
Has anybody seen Poor Things, the new movie with Emma Stone?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome, yeah.
There was a bunch of that shit in there,
dude.
That
was pretty cool.
Yeah.
They had a swan dog.
I see that like on suggestions all the time. I'm thinking about watching it soon.
Bulldog.
It was worth
it. Like half bulldog, half duck and shit.
Well,
it was crazy, Rick.
Fuck, what is on?
It's called Poor Things. It's Emma Stone. She got the Oscar for it this year.
Oh.
So it's a new movie that came out.
I want to suggest Slug Hippo. See? See how easy that was?
What is that? It's like Jabba the Hutt, right?
It is. Shit. Unless the head was the slug.
I keep going back to human. Like Poe with the human face.
That counts.
It is two animals.
Because we do. She has these terrible filters on her phone, and it turns our dog into a human a lot. So it's like,
creepy.
Let's do that.
Yeah. No, I would totally have a monkey body with a lion head because I like the functionality of a monkey, but I love lions.
Yeah,
man,
that's cool.
And,
yeah.
I mean, a monkey bite fucking hurts, but a lion bite.
Take
the fucking head off, man.
Yeah, a monkey is a very functional motherfucker.
Yeah,
a walking lion. So, roar.
Nice.
You know, come on in, man. Whatever you want. All it's right. On the house. All right, Rick, you got another longy or Chewbacca?
I do.
Go ahead, Rick.
I want to know what is your most memorable story from middle school. And we'll start with Jerry.
Oh, it wasn't even a blur yet then, but The Blur came after that, so it's hard to remember that far back.
Mm. The Blur has blotted out everything before it, right?
Oh, well, middle school is when I didn't have middle school. We went straight to junior high when I was a kid. But
well, that's what I mean.
Junior high.
Whatever you call it.
We used to skip school, and we'd run out the backside of the school through this field, but everybody in the backside of the school classrooms could see us running through the field as we were running up. So we weren't really being sneaky. We thought we were, but as they watched us run through the field.
Did they let you just cut
usually,
class?
Usually, yeah. One of my kids. They were like, look at those idiots.
Yeah.
That was pretty dumb.
That's a good one.
That was Tessa? The most memorable one.
That's one of them.
Mine was at the Halloween dance. I was dressed like a French maid.
Nice.
As a middle schooler.
My friend was dressed like the girl from Interview with a Vampire.
And wait, like Claudia?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And a girl was making fun of her. So I confronted the girl. The girl got mad at me. We got in a fight. We got kicked out of the dance.
That's middle school.
Yeah.
Shit, that's awesome. Rad. That's
but I was like in a little tiny... French maid dress.
Oh, dude, having to fight. What was the girl that you fought with dressed as?
I don't remember.
Oh, shit.
She was just pretty forgettable.
It's just maid and like a ghost got in a fight at the prom.
Yeah.
Cool.
I remember her name, but I don't remember what she was dressed like.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, speaking of that, upon your death, where would you haunt? We'll start with Tessa.
Well, if he was still alive, if Jerry was still alive, I would haunt him.
wherever Jerry was. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a good answer.
I would make sure he was
still behaving.
I deserve that, right?
Yeah. But if he wasn't still alive, I would have to say something like a park.
Hmm.
Just because people would visit there. I don't know about Winnemucca.
People watching.
There's some cool parks in Reno you can haunt.
Yeah. I'd want to haunt somewhere where people would go.
Go to Idlewild then.
Yeah.
It's a busy park.
Yeah, damn straight.
I want to be seen.
Yeah.
And Jerry?
Oh. Probably just go haunt one of our favorite dive bars if there was still a cool one. But they're slowly dissipating.
They weren't taking the tiles off the ceiling.
Taking the... I would say the jazz club, but it's not quite as cool anymore.
It's very sterile.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It's the J the now,
Jesse.
Right? The Jesse.
Yeah. But somewhere like the mine shaft in Winnemucca.
Oh, yeah. That'd be... You'd see some interesting shit.
I have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah.
There'd probably be some ghost friends there, too. They're just right? Hey, welcome, man. Yeah. Yeah, we've been hanging out for a while.
For 24 hours a day for... As long as that place has been there.
I don't think those ones are dead, but they're still there.
Yeah.
They look dead.
They look dead. engraved into the seats.
If you could bring any business to Winnemucca, because there's really not... I mean, if you could bring anything that exists in another place to Winnemucca, I like Winnemucca because really, like, the coolest stuff there is not like a... There's like fast food is hard to get and stuff like that, but there's got to be something that you wish Winnemucca had. What would that be?
Go ahead.
Good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. I don't know.
We've kind of talked about that a lot, actually.
Oh, sure.
We have.
You got like the Walmart and Jack in the Box and the McDonald's and all that bullshit, but what would you like?
Maybe, I don't know. If it was like a store, maybe like a Burlington, because I like
yeah,
to shop there.
There ain't no clothes stores there.
Yeah,
other than Walmart.
It's Walmart.
They're usually good prices too. Yep. I go to Burlington.
Yeah, I love Burlington.
Well, our idea was to bring a soda shop there, like old style, you know, just sodas. Any flavor you wanted to mix them and carbonated water.
There's some old storefronts there that are empty that you guys could probably get away with that. Yeah.
A lot of people have talked me out of it, but they're like, don't do a store. It won't survive. But a record store.
Mm.
Dude, you got to have records and soda and ice cream.
Yeah.
And coffee.
Right? Now you're getting difficult.
I know, but I want to go there.
I would do coffee. I can't eat ice cream.
And French fries. Just French fries.
The record store would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not about you. It's about the customer.
Right.
Yeah.
good. I might like some ice cream at Soda
oh.
Shop.
Oh, affogato, is that what it is?
Milkshake. Oh. Huh? Imagínate vos.
It would be. Yeah, I had a friend that did like the small business, help small businesses get launched and stuff, and he's like, I'm going to do everything I can to talk you out of this.
Yeah. Well, no, it's true. Everything fails.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in a small town, it would really have to, you'd really have to have the market for it.
Like, yeah, if, I mean, get some good Wi-Fi and then, you know, have little shows in there or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Mm-hmm.
Good dreams.
Get your name going.
Yeah. Well, I'm already promoting.
What do you guys think? Rapid fire?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes, rapid fire.
All right. Bang, marry, kill, Bradley, Drendel, or Janae? And you? We'll start with Jerry.
Bang, marry, kill. Kill them all.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Fair enough. That's rapid. Then.
That is rapid.
I'll stop there. I'll just kill them.
Have you ever heard of Bradley, Drendel, and Janae?
Only on the television, yeah.
Okay, same. Good.
Us too. We don't.
Then it's because if you all. Haven't, it's not funny. Yeah. I'm sorry. Some of our listeners.
Actually,
are all,
I'm related
yeah, it
to
isn't
him.
Funny.
No.
Oh just, shit!
That's my mom.
I am a Bradley. You son of a bitch! I'm suing you. I got plenty of lawyers.
Janae's my aunt.
Everybody always says Mary Drendel because they always want to have the last name Drendel.
Yeah.
Like Richard Drendel.
That's fair.
That's a great fucking last name. Damn.
Are they all last names?
Yes, yeah. I think so.
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
Jerry Janae.
Not Bradley. He you didn't want to share his last name.
Lawyers don't use their first name on the sign.
I mean, Bradley and Janae are both sake. First names.
Is it well, Bradley Bradley?
Dude, if they right. That, well, his son is probably.
It's but Bradley Drendel. And Janae, who's his female counterpart, Janae.
But I mean, if they use their first names, it would be like Bob, Joe, and Phil's Lawyer Shop. Yeah. I mean, that would
Manny,
just sound
Moe,
dumb.
Who names their baby Drendel?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on now.
That was a good
Drendel Ann.
Explore that a little bit.
All right, we can move on.
All right, would you rather get beat up or arrested?
Either one.
Either one.
You're probably going to get beat up if you get arrested. Just saying. Mm.
So you just get beat up.
Yeah, might as well get beat up.
Just, yeah, take the arrest part out.
Afterwards, I always like to point out that getting beat up doesn't involve a court date later. So that's nice.
That's true. Yeah, you just one and done.
Well, I don't know. I got pretty good and beat up by the old Reno PD, and then they just let me go home.
Well, we don't
it was just a drunk back. Tank thing.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
They're like, you're not a regular here. I'm like, I'm not.
You're a stranger.
And now I'm far from home. Thank you. Just wanted to ride home, man.
All right.
Elvis or Beatles?
Oh.
Beatles.
Oh, Beatles?
I'm going to take Elvis.
Oh. And the split begins. Star Trek or Star Wars?
No.
Neither.
Thanks.
Oh, it's rare.
I don't know. Yeah.
Neither, both.
Now. Ooh.
Good.
Damn. Not into it.
For you.
Or not. Awesome. Sorry.
Third question doesn't even apply. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
You just shot him down. Sorry. Ooh.
All right. Elko or Las Vegas?
Ooh, Elko, I guess. I mean, Vegas is cool. I'd probably go to Vegas again, but I wouldn't spend so much money.
Yeah. I would do Vegas. Even though it was a lot of money, but Elko, no.
Because we go to Elko a lot.
Yeah, that's fair.
Deadhead or Juggalo?
Ew.
Dead.
Sorry, Deadhead, because I can't stand
it. No ICP here.
No.
We haven't hung out with enough of them.
Right, maybe so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe in those peanut butter days.
Yeah. Munsters.
It made
or,
more sense.
Right.
Munsters or Adam's Family?
Oh.
Oh, I like the Munsters.
Yeah, Munsters too.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to do another one of these. Lovelock or Battle Mountain?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Battle Mountain has better pizza.
For sure. Mama's?
Yeah. Mama's pizza. Okay.
But Lovelock has your mama's house.
That's true. That's true. My mom's original house.
Okay.
Yes. Mm.
Okay, that's where OJ stayed.
Yes.
Yeah, right down the road.
Yep.
There's no
rest in peace.
No more OJ.
Rot in peace, you piece of shit.
The OJ is gone.
Murder.
Rest in peace, OJ.
Maybe his card will be more valuable now. I think I have one of his football cards. But.
Oh yeah, hell yeah!
I've
hang
got
on
actual,
to that.
I've actually got an autographed postcard of him.
Oh yeah,
yeah. My dad covered the 49ers in
yeah,
the,
that shit
the
just
60s,
shot up
70s.
In value.
Yeah.
And he ain't going to come and try to take it back.
So if anybody's looking, I have an O.J. Simpson card.
Would you rather be exposed to the vacuum of space or the bottom of the ocean?
I can't swim, so going to space.
I'm going to the bottom of the ocean. Nice. I want to see it.
There you go.
Yep. And for a split second, you would.
Yes.
Emphasis on the split. Let's see. We've had a pretty good quiz here.
It's so
dark
down there. I don't think you'd see anything anyway.
Yeah, it must be floating.
You need a light.
In the yellow submarine, perhaps.
It's a good quiz.
Yeah, it's a good one. Let's see what the computer says.
Total it up.
Oh, shit. Well, like you predicted, Jerry, it was a close run. But Tessa is our winner.
Dude,
congratulations.
She had 87,564 points.
That's a grip of points.
And you were right on her heels with 86,734.
Close one.
So,
usually how it works.
Yeah. You guys did good. It's your first time. Next time you do the quiz, you're going to fucking ace it. And maybe, you know, who knows what will happen.
I like the quiz. Last time we did the quiz, it was different questions, so that works.
Oh, good.
We have changed a little bit.
Yeah, a few.
Good.
The show is mostly exactly the same. But
we must grow the questions every year. Like, come in every season with some fresh questions.
We're going to try that next year and see how that works.
Yeah, that's true.
Bring back the old questions. No,
just oh, yeah, then the old ones
their
are
old
new.
Ones are new again.
Yeah, cannibalism.
Oh, my God. Mother, brother, lover, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Rory Dowd, we miss you.
We do.
He's still with us, everybody. He's just not on the podcast. Anyway, all right. Well, I think it's about time for another song. What do you think?
Yeah.
Love to.
We're going
to
do live recording. What are we going to do?
I'll play for you.
Play for us.
Sweet. Yeah, we're all queued up.
Get that sweet live from the recent past.
So we're going to – should I introduce him? Do you want to know about
sure,
him?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, especially if there's like a rad story. You know what I'm saying?
There isn't.
Oh, I'm sorry I said that.
Just play it. Yeah.
No, just the title. I just wanted to write a song that was called Today and then one called Tomorrow. So that's what I did it today and then Tomorrow's Waltz. So that's what's going to happen.
Cool.
Run on.
There goes the party right up your nose. Here come the women and there go their clothes. Don't take intelligence, don't make a bit of sense. Don't try to analyze these kind of things. Wait for the morning when you're left all alone with the smell of cigarettes, women and their cheap cologne. Not ashamed of it, they're just a bunch of kids. Didn't know they were doing something wrong. They made the mistake of leading them on, entertaining the idea if we live life fast enough, you won't feel a thing when it's gone. It's over and done. With a sing-along chorus. La la la. Beautiful day. Still, I don't think I'll be going outside to play today. The this hits me, my eyes close, and it follows me, oh, it follows me. Sit and waste another day tomorrow. Hey! Sometimes words make you cry, like love letters and poetry, or a quiet moonless night with shadows hiding lunacy. Sip my final sip to keep my mind from wandering, stuck feeling there's nothing left in the world. Me, oh, it follows me wherever I go, and I live to hate another day tomorrow. I sit and waste another day tomorrow.
Nice. Oh, that was pretty.
That was a great song.
Fuck.
Today and tomorrow.
Very cool. Yeah, the explanation was all in the words right there. Very good, very good. So what shows you got coming up?
Oh, I'm just going to be paving the streets of Winnemucca every weekend up until August 17th because got to earn some money to have the Ghoulies play in Winnemucca. So I kind of pay for that out of my pocket.
Oh, yeah,
much,
yeah.
So.
You're producing that one, huh?
Yeah. So it's fun for the town. It's fun for kids. And then, you know, try to get some of the freakier kids out in the street again, you know?
They got to have something to do.
Nobody comes out. So it's like just got to instigate them.
Yeah. You know? Give them something to do and they'll do
make it,
it
happen and hopefully they'll come.
Fuck yeah.
Very good.
That's quality entertainment, that Kepi Ghouli is.
Kepi's awesome. And then May 23rd, we're going to have Vic Ruggiero from the Slackers and his wife, Lauren, play in Winnemucca as well. So
nice. Yeah. And people online can look you up to find out about these shows?
Yeah, absolutely. Look up Fred Fretless or Listless Numbers of Youth on Instagram, and I'll be posting that stuff up.
Very cool.
Keep an eye on it. I don't really post all the time, but when it gets closer to the dates, I'll be posting that stuff up because social media is boring. But
right. Gotcha.
We have to do it. It's part of the world.
Well, it's how people find stuff out.
That's how people find stuff out.
Let them out. There's something to do besides look at this.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, stuff to do, this Thursday at 5 p.m., there's a fundraiser for Tyler Stafford, our friend, a friend of the show. I think he's been on once. Back in the early days.
What is happening with Tyler Stafford, Nick?
Well, it looks like they're doing a thing for his heart. He's having heart issues, so they're raising money for Tyler. If you know him, he's like the sweetest, coolest guy. Mm-hmm. And hella professional and really good guitarist and singer, songwriter. So you guys want to go do that? That's got Rachel McElhaney. Rachel McElhaney, or Rachbot, some of us know her. Jason King's going to be there. Melangia. Tyler is going to play with a band called The Big Trees, his band. Jelly Bread and Cliff Notes, which I imagine is probably Cliff from Jelly Bread. Special thing. Anyway, a bunch of cool folks there. That's going to be at the Cypress? Yes, at the Cypress.
Crap. So we do know. It is from the Cypress.
It's Thursday. So we got that going on. Let's see, some hip hop. Greaves live in Reno at the Bird Friday with Glass Tongue, friends of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Spike McGuire's playing the Shell Razor pre party Saturday at the Stargazer Inn and Bristle Cone. I don't know, Bristle Cone General Store. That's out in Baker, Nevada.
If you're, damn. That's a long ass ways away from here, but that'll be a good trip.
Yeah, and I imagine if you're going to that Shellraiser Festival, so you can go catch first.
Yeah, that's a. I've heard of that. That's like out in the middle of the nowhere.
Yeah.
By the Great Basin National Park.
I don't know if this is what's happening, but Spike showed me a picture of his rad trailer fold-out stage that he bought.
Rad.
So I don't know if that's going to be what's happening, but Spike has now the ability to have a show wherever the fuck Spike wants to have a show.
So cool, awesome, dude.
Spike was just in Winnemucca, too. Yeah. He came to the Martin. That's where I'm going to have.
And he was the MC at Punk Rock Flea Market.
Pork chops and see a show.
Spike is everywhere. Don't swing a dead cat because you'll hit Spike.
And we met Rachel there, too, so that was cool.
Yeah. Oh, Rachel.
That's awesome.
Well, we got Friday, May 10th. Looks like Will Schamberger's playing.
Oh, sweet.
Speaking of Fallon, Eastern Nevada Rockers, killing it out there. That one's at 1044 East 4th Street. What is that? That is
the bird or whatever it's called.
We always have to say it used to be.
It's the cellar. It's the cellar.
Used to be Bad Dolly's.
It's the cellar stage.
It's the cellar stage.
It's our, it's our favorite.
Go. Oh, yes.
Favorite place. Shout out to Dennis McDonald.
The, place I would autopilot to if on any day.
John and Patty. But the Saddle Tramps return to Reno for a one-time anniversary show. This Friday. Looks like that's at the Cypress. Yeah, that's at Cypress.
Yeah. I saw that on the marquee today.
I think that's probably close to sold out, but if you want to get in on that, the music starts at 8:00. Oh, they're doing two nights at Cypress, the 26th and the 27th. So you could probably get tickets to that second night, I would imagine.
Yeah, always a nice place for a show.
Very cool. Yeah, and their tickets are only a limited number of $20. Then they probably go up at the door, blah, blah, blah. But if you never saw the Saddle Tramps, here's your chance, and who knows if you'll ever get another one after that or not.
Spent many nights drinking whiskey with old Johnny Fingers.
I wonder if Johnny's playing on this one or not.
Is he still here?
Johnny's still in town.
I watched the movie, and then I saw all these guys from back in the day on there.
The Nowhere Nevada?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Just blew my mind. That was really awesome. Felix and all these guys that are in there.
Yeah.
And Johnny just reminded me.
Yep. Did you guys, so you have a copy of that?
I don't, but
you just got one. We will equip you with a DVD and a CD soundtrack.
I'd love that.
And thanks for coming out, you guys, all the way down from fucking Winnemucca. Woo. We got to let you get back to on the road. So
on
want to finish?
Humboldt County.
Wrap it up with a song here? Are you going to play live or a recording?
No, live.
Yeah.
Okay, live. All right. Well, before we do that, let me say the Worst Little Podcast is brought to you by the Reverend Rory Dowd, Dogwater Dick, Josh Chewy Martin, Cadillac Kim, Ian Laughlin, Anna Mouse Hammond, Amy Lee Scafidi, and me, Nick Ramirez. Our theme song is by Aversion Therapy. And special thanks to our Patreon members. And you can join the club at patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast for $5.
Yeah, if you go to Worst Little Podcast, it's another Patreon.
Don't do that.
Yeah, it's creepy.
And where they talk about post-it notes.
They talk about pad thai recipes and that. But if you go to Worst Little Podcast, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast, you can give us $5 or more a month and you get the exclusive bonus show. We got their back. The bonus shows for all you subscribers are like, wait, I didn't get one last week or the week before. Well, they're back, and here you go with Jerry Leon. And with that, I say life is short, and we love you.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Our song, our country music for all the retarded and all the abused. It's the unbridled banter, it's misunderstood and satirical laughter. Just for a moment, we're free from the world outside that passes by. We're free, not dying inside, and we don't have to fight tonight. This is our world tonight.
Down here in hell, you're one hell of a fellow, purging yourself with remorse and nostalgia, dwelling in darkness, drinking with demons, destroying destruction, and wasting your life. And it seems the world outside don't care if you're alive. It seems we'll never know, 'cause we dance with our eyes closed tonight. Are the world tonight. This is our world. Hey.
I'm a thief and a shit kicker, and I'd like to be famous.
Dogwater Studios.
Disqualified!
Oh, I'm sorry. May we suggest Mr. Ray's Wig World?
No!